Howdy do, buckaroos. Welcome to the Mac Observer's Daily Observations podcast. Today is Thursday. It is the 3rd of December. This is 2020. I am your host, Kelly Gamont. With me today, I have Dave Hamilton. Hi, Dave.
Hey, Kelly. Thanks so much for having me. I'm looking forward to this one.
I'm glad you're here. We're going to do... I always like doing these because I like finding out about stuff I didn't really know about before, too. So we're going to talk about some gift picks. And you know, if you're a nerd, this can also just be a good way to populate your Christmas list for people who maybe don't have a good idea what they should necessarily shop for you. So gift picks is where we're at right now. And Dave, I'd like you to just go ahead and kick off with your first one.
Sure. I will start with the one I am asked about most. So I figure it's probably on people's lists, even if it's on the list of things I plan to buy myself the week after whatever holiday I celebrate. And that is the Eero Pro 6, which is Eero's Wi-Fi 6 capable mesh Wi-Fi system. Mm-hmm. I've been running Wi-Fi. So Wi-Fi 6 is in short, now available on all iPhones that have been released since last year's iPhone 11, including this year's iPhones 12, and also now on the new M1 Max. Wi-Fi 6 brings potentially near gigabit Ethernet speeds to our devices. Wow. Also provides longer range because higher speeds mean you can get further and still have decent speeds, right? Mm-hmm. And even if you don't have any Wi-Fi 6 devices, because your mesh network is Wi-Fi 6, it talks to itself at these faster speeds, giving you better backhaul for the devices that you're connecting. So it really, if you are buying a mesh network now, you really want to get Wi-Fi 6, even if you don't have a single Wi-Fi 6 client device.
Okay.
And Eero,
because the network's internal chatter is still going to be a lot faster. And
bingo.
it will give you a maybe even if you're not on a Wi-Fi 6 device, you might get a slightly better experience because everything's being handled at a higher rate of speed on
Correct.
The back
Perhaps
end.
Okay. More than slightly better. Truly.
Okay.
You know, the range on these is better in terms of getting your mesh points around the house. It really does kind of free things up. You know, it was Wi-Fi 5 that made mesh possible because you were able to get relatively high speed wireless mm-hmm. connections throughout your house. So, you know, effectively doubling those with Wi-Fi 6
oh, wow.
really
okay.
opens that up. Yeah. Yeah. So, I mean, I'm getting easily in the same room as the Eero, I'm getting, you know, 800 megabits per second on my devices, which is, you know, I mean, on Ethernet, I get 950. So it's pretty close.
Mm-hmm.
And that's in a congested environment. I have too many Wi-Fi networks running. Yeah.
Yeah.
Yeah. Anyway. So, and Eero has done it right with the mesh thing. Their mesh is what I call smart, not dumb. It knows how to manage things and does a lot of that for you, which is what the whole point of mesh is. So mm-hmm. even being a nerd, I like to kind of have that, you know that that's managing itself. And there's only a couple of brands that, in my opinion, doing the mesh part right, and
yeah.
Eero is one of them. Yeah, for
yeah.
sure.
Now, I feel partly because tomorrow is Security Friday and partly because I have Andrew on the show a lot, I feel compelled to point out that Eero is an Amazon brand now.
Correct.
Okay.
Yes. Amazon acquired.
FYI.
I will say, thankfully, Amazon acquired Eero. They, as the, you know, leaky rumor mill of Silicon Valley points out, Eero was on the rocks. Like mm-hmm. they were almost not surviving.
Right.
And they, like I said, they're one of the two companies. It's them and Plume that really have the mesh thing right. Plume does not yet have a Wi-Fi 6 mesh. But to have Eero go away would have been sad. And so I'm really thankful that Amazon picked them up.
Yeah.
So, yeah.
It's well, but the question then, of course, becomes how much Amazon is going to end up on your Eero. Like, are they going to leave Eero alone, or is it going to turn into Ring, where like Amazon, you know, really wants you to whatever, with your device. So I just want to make sure I get that asterisk on there. So.
Sure. Yeah. This is the first major hardware release since the Amazon acquisition.
Okay.
First major hardware release that could have been realistically influenced by the Amazon acquisition. And it still is like, as a longtime Eero, you know, user, reviewer, someone who pays attention to what they're doing, this is an Eero product. It doesn't feel like an Amazon like shoehorned product, if that if that helps anyone. So but yes, it's good to know that you're right, they're owned by Amazon.
Just for people, FYI. So Wi-Fi 6, which again is awesome, even if you don't have devices that are Wi-Fi 6 compatible, or if you unknowingly have one like an iPhone from this year or last year, or you know someone's getting an iPhone this year, it might be nice to upgrade your network. This feels like one of those things, Dave, like when you get and when you swap out the platter drive in your computer for an SSD, like, oh yes, this is how things should be all the time.
It could be. It really depends on whether you had other
decent coverage before,
or what the weakest link in your chain was slash is, what you do. I mean, some people may notice nothing. Some people be like you said, like, whoa, like,
but also mesh networking is a good thing. And if it's not a thing you have now, then it might be a thing you consider, in particular, if you have, you know, dead spots in your house or things like that, mesh can be super helpful for that. So I'm going to make a mobile pick here, and that is this one here is just one that I've picked, and it's the selfie stick that is also a tripod. And the reason I'm picking it is because it's a tripod that gets up to 51 inches high, which is pretty reasonable for a tripod, but it can also be a selfie stick, and it also can collapse down. So it doesn't have to be a 51-inch tripod. It can be a much shorter tripod. I think you can set it to like 18 or 19 inches. So it's a nice thing to set on the table or set on the counter when you're talking to somebody. I know someone who is going to get one of these because it makes FaceTime easier, both if you're sitting, you know, at a table or at a counter, but also on the couch, and you just want to not continue to have the drift. Like if you've ever talked to somebody on FaceTime for a while and they're trying to hold their phone up, and eventually you get a little less and a little less, and you're just, now you're looking at their hairline and most of the ceiling fixtures, and that's it. We can solve this problem, and we can solve this problem for about $15. There's loads of these out there. I just happened to find this one that had a bunch of good reviews, so the one that I'm purchasing will show up in the show notes. But there are a lot of them out there, and it's nice to also have it as a selfie stick. So when we can go places again and stand next to other people for photographic purposes, it'll be nice for that too. So it's a little bit of future proofing.
That's great.
That's my phone pick for today.
Cool.
So
yeah, I like it. Yeah. I like it.
Cause it does both. And that's the other thing about it. Like, you know, if you want to,
That's good.
Yeah. So that's mine. So Dave, what's your next pick?
I will stick with the phone vibe here and go with the case brand that I do not seem to be able to gravitate away from. and that's only because I test lots and lots of different cases, and you know, the one, and I realized that for the last over a year, you know, maybe even since they came out, so it might even be a year and a half, unless I am testing something intentionally, I always go back to my Grip 2U case, and that's, it's spelled Grip 2, Grip, the number 2, the letter U. And of course, to make life easier, their URL is preventthedrop.com. So, but you'll understand why, because this case has a built-in, I don't want to call it a pop socket, but because we're having to do this audibly, I need to give you a frame of reference. So it is functionally similar to a pop socket in that it allows you to have the phone truly held well with one hand, but it's not a pop socket. It's a little rubber strap that is built into the case, although it is replaceable, which is cool. So you can like mix and match and all that. And you slide your fingers under the rubber strap if and when you want to have your phone really, truly married to your hand. And it's a very comfortable thing. You can still use the if you are someone who can use your phone one-handed, this actually makes using it one-handed easier because you don't have to have your fingers wrapped all the way around. You just have to have your fingers in the back of it. Right. Yeah. And now you've got this phone that isn't going to leave your hand without a lot of, you know, you'd have to shake pretty hard to get it to fall off. And that is what I love about it. It keeps it, because it's just a rubber strap, though, it keeps it flat at all times. It works just fine on Qi chargers and has effectively no negative, you know, impact to the way that I use my phone. Some of their cases even have a little kickstand in them. You can, you know, if you're watching the news or on a FaceTime call, you can kickstand your phone up and now you're good to go. So yeah, it's gripped to you at preventthedrop.com, but it is the case that I keep coming back to. And it's, you know, they've got obviously different colors and different, you know, like I said, different straps that you can put on there. And I think everything now is antimicrobial from them, which is great.
And also it looks like they will sell you additional color bands so you can swap out the band on the case if
if
you wanted something else. So
I have a really like gaudy, I have a black case on my red phone. I can't wait to get what's the color they call it? The tinsel color.
The tinsel,
there's a red
that
tinsel
I just
color.
Saw on the site.
Yeah, that they
really
say
cool.
is on the way.
Yeah.
But I have a Project Red phone. So I have a black Grip to You case on it with the Boost case, which is the one with the kickstand. Mm-hmm. And I have this really gaudy rubber strap that I got in Vegas at CES last year that says Vegas on it. And it's terrible. I mean, but it's perfectly terrible. So,
yes.
And it reminds me of when I used to get to travel. So there you go.
Yeah. Ooh, they have a glow-in-the-dark strap. I'm a sucker for stuff that glows in the dark. So,
I'll have to see if
maybe I'm going to get one of these because this looks a lot like. So, I had a clicker case on my phone for a while that I was trying, and you can pop it out as a loop, but you can also sort of fold it a slightly different way. It's a solid piece on the back that can mess with some Qi chargers, and you fold it down into a kickstand for your phone, and I didn't realize how sad I was to not have it anymore until it was an 11 Pro case and I got an iPhone 12 and so I couldn't use it anymore. And I didn't realize how much I was going to miss it until it was gone.
I'm
like, oh, my phone, I have to lay it flat now because I can't stand it up anymore. So Grip to You might win that because I really liked having the better attachment point in the back of my phone instead of having to wrap my hand all the way around. So
yes,
I'm totally one of those people. So interesting. Okay. So my next pick is going to be a little bit off the wall because I'm picking something very different, and that is crochet kits. So if you know somebody that is super into Star Wars, if you know somebody that's super into Harry Potter, if you know somebody who likes classic Disney characters, Mickey, Minnie, Donald, let's see, what else did I miss? Disney princesses, Harry Potter, spoiler alert, I'm totally getting the next Star Wars one. There are several of these and I have the original Star Wars crochet kit and now there's like an even more. So I get to crochet a little tiny Lando and I'm really looking forward to it. Because he's got a cape. It's going to be great. These are fun and also offline. You may have heard me on other podcasts talking about yarn and how it's kind of nice to have something that is not screen-based to do. It's also nice to sort of have a hobby where you have something to show for the time that you spent on it. So, and as you get better at crocheting in particular, you can do it while you're watching TV or something. So you can, you know, put on a movie and crochet something. It's also nice if you've seen people knit and it looks very complicated. The nice thing about crocheting, the biggest difference is that it's one stick instead of two and, you know, one piece of yarn, and crochet is pretty forgiving. So even if you're doing it wrong, let's say, if you do that from the beginning to the end, it looks fine. So, you know, it doesn't look like a mistake, even if it doesn't seem like it's right. Sometimes knitting doesn't have that much room for error. So that's one of the things I really like about crocheting. So these crochet kits allow you to make little characters. They're, you know, 4 or 5 inches tall. And you can make all these different little, and they're all adorable. So you can make like the cutest Captain America ever. You can make an adorable little Harry Potter. Yoda, I think, is in the original crochet kit that I got. The reason they're kits is because they come with enough yarn and enough stuffing and accessory for like a couple of the projects that are in the book. And then you get the book with the rest of the patterns in it. So you can make some of the other characters too. So, and the front of the book tells you how to do the stitches that you need. There's really only like one or two that you need at any point. And, they are not complicated. It's like the very, the very basic crochet stitches. And so it makes them very easy. And, I think I've seen all of them in various places for, $20 or less. And they may be on sale right now for, on holiday sales. So I think I just saw that one of the Star Wars one that I have my eye on is like $10 on Amazon. So I'm going to see how much it is up the street at Michael's, and maybe I'll get one. Maybe I'll just go pick that up today and put a bow on it and stick it under the tree. I'll act real surprised, I promise. So I like them because they're offline and they're not very complicated, and they can even go down pretty young age-wise. So as long as it's somebody you're pretty sure isn't going to eat the stuff that comes, you know, to be the button eyes or anything on the case, like real young kids can crochet too. And, you know, sometimes it's a fun thing to do together. So yeah, crochet kits.
Cool.
That's my pick.
I like it. Cool.
Yeah. Plus when you're done, you get like little dollies and they're adorable and you can give them to people, you know, like that can be like a second gift out of the kit, you know, here, like, sure. Lando's your favorite. Yeah, sure. Here, have a Lando dolly and it's adorable. So yeah.
That's awesome. Cool. I'm guessing based on how our time is going that this might be my last one. And so I want to make sure that I share this. It is a piece of software. So a nice little last minute gift possibility for your favorite geek.
Yes.
Mac Updater. Now, the name can be confusing when you start Googling for it, because there are things. There's a site called Mac Update. There's a site called Mac Updater that's not related to this. This is from Core Code. The people that have brought us other apps over the years, like what's the Smart Reporter and SSD Reporter, like those these folks. Mm-hmm. Mac Updater has been around for a while, but this year, it has seen some real attention from the developers and really kind of moving it forward. It will scan your drive and then scans a variety of different databases online, including some of their own proprietary stuff, and will tell you which of your apps have updates available. There is... Even before I got an M1 Mac, even before we had Big Sur to worry about, I always hated it when I would go to launch an app and it would say, oh, you're four versions behind or four point releases behind. Do you want to update right now? And of course, my answer would be no, not right now. I need to use it, not play with it, you know, and not do maintenance on it. And so I would forget to do the update. You know, some apps are nice because they'll say update on quit. And that can be helpful, you know, for exactly that scenario. But
not everything does. And especially if it's an occasionally used app, then the next time you open it, it's six updates behind and you're, I just don't care.
Correct. Yeah. And then, well, and then you're like, well, wait a minute. Like, I might need to plan when I do this update because what's it going to break? Or, well, exactly. Yeah. Now I'm in a corner. Yeah. So, Mac Updater will scan your drive. You can set it to scan all the time. It's $10. You can, of course, try it out for free. It'll do 10 apps for free and 10 or 10 updates, I should say, for free. But it will tell you if your Mac App Store apps are out of date, or you can have it ignore those because you trust that the App Store will keep those up to date for you. Spoiler alert, it does not. I always trusted that the Mac App Store would keep its apps up to date, all of its apps up to date. It does not. Oh. It loses track of them. And only recently did I turn on or turn off the filter to keep those out of Mac Updater, because I figured, well, I don't need this in both places.
Yeah.
And I turned it on and I'm like, wait a minute, why is it showing me app updates? Like the App Store says there are none left. Sure enough. So yeah. So now I rely
on that. Good to know. Yeah.
Yep.
Okay.
Yep. And it'll check all your homebrew stuff. I mean, it'll like all kinds of things. So
all the things.
It's truly fantastic.
Yeah.
Yep.
Awesome. And $10.
$10.
And I'm assuming that either they have available or will offer an option if you wanted to gift a license to someone else. So if you know somebody who could really use some update help, this might be good for them.
That's it.
I'm going to jam in one pick. Well, a combo pick really quick. A GAN charger. So we've talked about them before. Aukey, A-U-K-E-Y, makes one that's 90 watts. So it will literally charge any USB-C laptop. That includes the 16-inch MacBook Pro. And you can also get them in combination if you so desire. The one that I'm going to link to has two USB-C ports and one USB-A port. So you're sort of future-proofing because a lot of stuff's going to be USB-C later. But not everything is now. So this is a nice way to make sure that you get all of that kind of at the same time. And I'm also going to put a link in the show notes to a two-pack of retractable cables that are 3-in-1. And, you know, that can be handy for their USB-A on the one end. And then the other end is USB-C and micro and lightning. So you can use it with all the whatnots that you have to charge. And especially if you do well this Christmas, you may have more of those to worry about. So this is a nice way to make sure that everything stays powered up. So that's going to do it for us. Dave, thanks so much for coming by. I love doing gift picks with you. My wish list has expanded considerably since we started the show.
That's always the idea. I'm told I'm an expensive person to listen to. So there you go.
I will also give a real quick shout out to the Mac Voices gift guide episodes. Those are coming out. Those have at least two Daily Observations regulars on them because I know Andrew is in the pro, if he hasn't done it already, is doing one. And I did the first one that Chuck released this year. So hi, Chuck. And that's going to do it for us. Dave, as always, I'm so glad you're here. I am your host, Kelly Gamont. I will talk to all of you tomorrow. In the meantime, be excellent to each other and let's be careful out there.